Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number three, WEEI Afternoons. Just had a very interesting conversation with Adam Schefter on a lot of topics. Hall of Fame, Drake May's future earnings.
I think we should all like make our predictions now and then revisit them in a year. Because I'm going to call 7 for $500.
7 for $500 is...
That's just over $71 million a year.
But this is a fascinating topic, and I wish we could fast forward to it right now. Because the Patriots have never set the market for any player, ever.
Right.
This will be the first time they've ever... And they're not only... It's not only just a... It's not a defensive end... Or a shutdown corner. It is a quarterback that they are going to have to pony up. And this, hey, you know what? Hey, Drake, talk to Tom. He knows that he had to shave off some money so that we could put a good team around him so we could win Super Bowls. Mm. Like, can you imagine like what that negotiation is going to be like with a franchise that has historically not ever wanted to pay its players?
And then you blend in, he could be an MVP already at that point. Mm. Hell, he might have gone to a Super Bowl
right.
at that point.
Could be a Super Bowl champion and MVP.
Also, I think a factor here is his father was a college quarterback who got a cup of coffee in the NFL. His brother plays professional basketball. So it's a family that's aware of professional sports and contracts and agents.
They're not going to be duped.
Does Robert Kraft try to take a cross-country flight with him and convince him that taking less
the
is in the best?
Is that what you mean?
Oh, no. Well,
he could do that, too.
He could do that.
You know what? Let's pray, Drake, you and I.
Give him one of those little blue pins to wear. But also, maybe he'll convince him, because it was on a cross-country flight, I think in 2013 or so, legend has it, that Robert Kraft convinced Brady to start taking less for the betterment of the team.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. Get him on a long flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long. Maybe need to go to Australia this time or as far away as China, the other side of the world.
I heard there's Pats fans.
I'd just say, no, I'm good here. I'm just going to slide over this napkin right here.
It's going to get interesting.
There's my numbers.
And I was actually surprised Adam even went there and like acknowledged a number. I was happy that he did, because he's a guy, as he joked when we were saying it, he said, I'd rather be right when you said be first. So he thinks that number he put out there could be right. 65.
I think you're right. I think
I take
be
the
more.
Over. I do too, especially with the ratings, as Fitzy brings up, and Goodell saying they're going to renegotiate TV contracts so the numbers could all go up.
Let me ask you this, but a thing he said that I find fascinating is when he thinks the deal is going to get done. Do you guys think the deal gets done when he thinks it's going to get done?
I think
they have him for 5 years.
Right.
Under control.
I wouldn't do that. I would do the after next year, he's eligible. So after 3 years.
When's the last time the Patriots have done a deal 2 years before it's been up?
But when's the last time they had a Drake May?
And also, when's the last time that last thing you want to do, as we've sort of found out, is not please the Drake?
This, you know, it's going to be, it's going to end up like Micah Parsons. They're going to wait till his fifth year. And
hush your mouth.
You know,
I don't like the sounds of that.
I hate that. Come on.
I'm just trying to
be great for content.
If they were smart, they'd get ahead of it.
Yeah, but that's what I would say.
But maybe Drake's like, nah, I want to play it out. So I want to,
actually, texter comes in, Ted, Steph Gilmore was the last time that they may have set the market, because they did when they owed Malcolm Butler, or we all believed, they owed Butler whoa, hold on a second. 5 years, $65 million for Steph Gilmore. Where the hell did this come from?
Yeah, but this is a whole different landscape.
Why not? Yeah, but that's interesting. I got thoughts.
Oh, also
the guy that we're bringing in for you, the guy I benched for the Super Bowl. Watch this. You know,
right.
Being benched for the Super Bowl wasn't enough. I'm going to pay your replacement.
I'm going to put you in the corner and watch you.
Watch how much money we spent on the guy that we brought in over you.
And before we real quick get back to the calls on the Hall of Fame, Ted Johnson's thoughts, that whole thing. Reminder, you have a cornerback to sign between now and then, too, for a big deal. So speaking of Steph Gilmore and the market at cornerback, you might have to hand out $140 million before you hand out the $500 million. So a lot of big numbers coming, but good for the Patriots. Means they have good players, Ted Johnson. All right, Ted, before we get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. I wanted to sort of reset. You said in your three-point stance that Bill Belichick should not be a first ballot Hall of Famer, as Fitzy and I had attested to in the first hour. You do believe Robert Kraft is a Hall of Famer, but Bill, the cheating scandals, he needs to pay a penance.
He definitely needs to. He should be paid a penance, yes.
And in part, I want to magnify something you said that I hope doesn't get lost in this discussion. You said that the Super Bowls you won as a player, the three Super Bowls, came under question because of Bill Belichick's, something you had no control over, cheating scandal that came to light later.
Yes.
So that is something that certainly bothers you on a personal level.
Like a burr in my saddle, did it bother me. Like it just like a rock in my shoe. When I'd hear players question our Super Bowls because people would – just thought that, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, that there was always something going on. They cite different things that happen in games to bolster their argument. So, yeah, I've never felt good about being criticized for the legitimacy of my Super Bowl rings because of what Belichick did.
Have you had actual conversations with players about this? Somebody from the Colts?
No one's ever brought it up to my face.
Okay. Because I wondered what your response would be or could be.
I'd be hard for me to, because I don't know. Like, I mean, he cheated, but did you see in the way in which he cheated? It wasn't like he looked through the trash of the team that he was playing against, you know, hotel rooms. He had a systematic way of doing it. He had a guy on staff that was his best friend from college that all he did was pour over tape of signals and ways to get, you know, to skirt the system. That's, I'm sorry, that's not just any old cheating scandal.
All right, let's get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. This is an interesting question from Kevin Nahant. What's up, Kevin?
I just wanted to ask Teddy why he thinks that Robert Kraft had no hand in all the cheating scandals and why he's innocent and Teddy's a tainted and Kraft's a tainted, Brady's a tainted, but Robert Kraft gets a free pass. And my second point was Mr. Morality Kraft, he's innocent, but he's the one to get caught, you know, taking a hand gallop. And he's
okay, Kevin.
Well,
I would say, Kevin, it's what's worse, Kraft's behavior off the field, you know, and somewhere down there in Florida, or Belichick cheating the game that he coaches? Like, are they the same? Like, one did something that was, you know, a personal thing, away from the field. One had nothing to do with football. The other one, it directly was involved. It had the sport involved in his cheating. And I didn't say Tom Brady's tainted. I said, so listen up, people. When you call in, if you're going to say something, have your facts right. I said that what Belichick did, some people that we played against, opponents, think that our Super Bowl rings for the teams I played on are tainted because of Bill Belichick.
So I know for a fact the Philadelphia Eagles were people that thought that your Super Bowl was tainted. Westbrook? Oh, yeah,
that's
of course, the Steelers. Too, for that AFC Championship.
Yeah, same thing.
And the way that all shook out. Couldn't have been the fact that you guys outplayed them and Cordell Stewart had a bad day.
It might be hard for people to understand what my opinion is this way, but I'm telling you, I've had people question it, not to my face, but I've heard enough players that we played against question it, and so that sticks with you, man.
Mm. I do have one question about all this, too. Andy, there's that famous quote about Robert Kraft asking Bill Belichick about Spygate and saying, you know, like, how much of this, what kind of they give you? And he's like, about, what, three, what did he say, like 2%?
I think 3%, he said 1%.
1% or 2%, yeah. And then he said, well, then you're a schmuck, right?
Yeah.
So believe unilaterally that Robert Kraft was just blissfully unaware, ignorant to what was going on with the Spygate?
I mean, that audio tells you. Yeah. Like, he would never have said that if he was involved in the cheating. He wouldn't have embarrassed Bill by asking that question, knowing it was going to be out there for all of us to see or whatever. Bill would go at him if that wasn't true. They obviously said that to Bill. Why would Kraft say that to him if he was involved in the cheating? You think Bill goes to Robert Kraft's office and says, you know, we're gonna spy on this team right here. You cool with that, right? All right, Robert, cool. All right, let's go. You know, come on.
Bill, why did you want me to spend all this money to build a vault and a media library? What's going on there?
I can't imagine Robert would ever have knowledge of something like that.
I'm not saying as much either. It's just still sort of like, holy smokes.
Ted, I don't think too many people did. I think you said it. It's Bill. It's Ernie. Yeah. It's the guy filming it. It's a select few. Yeah.
Never any whispers in the locker room like, hey, coach knows a lot of stuff.
Never, not once. Yeah. Did I ever hear that?
Because I've seen a lot of criminal movies and stuff. You're supposed to keep your circle tight because that's less people with knowledge of it.
Keep your enemies close and your friends closer.
Just so people realize, all these people that are, I'm out of my mind. So all of you think it is, he deserves first ballot Hall of Fame, no doubt. Adam Vinatieri didn't? Nope. What about Terrell Owens? He didn't? Both of those guys should have walked in on a red carpet in the first ballot. They did not.
So my argument for you or against you, whatever, might be, and we'll see where this discussion goes. Don't yell at me. Bill Belichick and the Patriots were punished for Spygate pretty heavily. First round pick, which affects the team, the coach, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember correctly, it was $750,000 fine for the team, $250,000 fine for Bill.
Yeah.
And he was branded a cheater. His reputation took a hit, just like your Super Bowl rings took a hit. Isn't that the penance? Isn't that the punishment? Hasn't he paid that punishment? And now you're kind of double jeopardying him. You're kind of going after him again by making him wait, given, because you would say his accomplishments without the cheating are first ballot Hall of Famer, right? So you're punishing him again. Is there an argument that he's already been punished? Time to move on.
So my Super Bowls are tainted, but he did this cheating scandal after I already retired.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he hasn't fully paid the price. No, he hasn't, because I'm associated with cheating because of him.
But there's no, you can't get, and I hate, you know this, I think, you can't get that back, right? Like, there's a certain portion of your career that because of this has been tainted, and there's no paintbrush to cover that up, fix that. So that is definitely permanent damage to those rings.
You know what, Bill? They punished Bill. They punished the team that Bill coached.
Well, $250,000 fine for him.
Did he pay that?
I think he was supposed to.
Okay, but
it was an individual fine.
Money's nothing to, like, are you kidding me?
What about his reputation?
He's doing a good job with that on his own. But, I mean,
he's really kind of showing us that he doesn't care about that as much.
But it's to me, it's no. It's not, no. I think this is making him wait one more year is to me, justifiable.
Okay, and I would agree with that because we know one thing. Or two things. We know Bill has a massive ego, and this will be a blow to his ego. And we know that he cares about the history of the game and where people stand in the history.
That's why he cheated, because he cares so much about the history.
But he does love the history, and if you make him wait, history will show Bill Belichick was not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And that is indeed a punishment that hits home more than a $250,000 sold a lot of land in Nantucket.
And then you tell the story of why he wasn't, and people will be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Do we know that Bill Belichick has published a statement on social media? This looks to be captured from Instagram recently.
Careful.
Speaking of, it's real Belichick.
Okay.
It's his actual verified account. To be in this position is extremely humbling. I'm honored to be named the coaching finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. Thank you to the selection committee and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I am thankful for the organizations and thousands of players and coaches that I worked with for my 49 years in the NFL. This is a cherishable reflection of all my teammates throughout my NFL career. Congratulations to the other finalists, Roger Craig, Kenny Anderson, Elsie. It would have been funny if
he didn't
said
say
Robert
Kraft, did he?
What? Kenny Anderson, Elsie Greenwood, and of course, Robert Kraft.
Well,
I hope to see all of the deserving Patriots selected this year.
Fitzy, Jordan's voice is a little lower than I thought it would
be. Yeah, that was weird.
I hope to see all of the deserving Patriots selected this year.
That doesn't sound like her
words. We're not talking about
right there,
that.
So no. I think he consulted somebody else on that one.
I don't think she got this one. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Milford. He's been hanging on for a long time. What's up, Steve?
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
So Ted, you might have answered the question here a minute ago, but I've been listening since you came over from the Houston radio and all I've ever heard you say is bad things about Belichick. You never have anything good to say about him. You throw him under the bus every chance you get.
That's not
like,
true.
It's like he was not a good football coach. Well, that's just what I hear. That's what I hear. Well, and so you just let me finish, then you can come back at me. But my question for you is, why do you hate Bill Belichick? Like, you really, like, he was a good football coach, am I right? But you might have answered it by saying the Spygate, you're tainted, whatnot. But just what I hear is the nicest thing you might have ever said about him was today, saying he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But all I ever hear is negative, everything. You pile on him. That's my take on how you feel about Belichick. You hate him. My question to you is, why do you hate him, or why do you dislike him?
You know what? That story,
thanks for the call, Steve,
might come out someday, the real story, you know, of what's not. And it's, I will push back and say, I do not hate him. But I don't have the same level of affinity or respect for him that a lot of most fans do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know what? The story of that, you know, might come out someday. It just isn't something I'm comfortable talking about,
right?
But I have a history with him. My opinions are Bill, and it's not true that I only say negative things about him. And you know what? The coach, I'm very, very complimentary of.
Mm-hmm.
The person, I am not as complimentary of. And if you can't handle that, Steve, and you can't understand that, or if you don't think I have any reason to maybe question him as the human because of stuff that he might have done, if you don't think I have a reason, then that's on you. But I have reasons for the way I feel. My opinions of the man are shaped through experiences, just like all. So you think I have an axe to grind? I played for the guy for 6 years. So I have firsthand knowledge of how he thinks, how he operates, what he does. And so I'd like to think that I know him better than most. And then so that my opinion might have some weight. Do you want me to be like every other person that has covered the Patriots, that played for the Patriots, tell you how great Bill is and not tell you, like, hey, maybe there's another side to this story? I mean, if you want me to say the same thing every other former Patriot does, you know, that's not very fun, and that's not as interesting or as compelling to me. But why is it so bad to hear someone else's opinion on the guy? I don't understand that.
Here's you on this very show.
Bill's phenomenal head coach. There you go. I mean, I talk about him
as
a
coach.
I talk about the coach in glowing terms. I always talk about the Saturday morning meeting that we are at. People that know Bill know him because of all the things I've told them about him, because I used to tell people how great of a coach he was and how he planned for St. Louis and how he, the horse race. All these motivational tactics. So, Steve, I'm sorry you don't hear that. But I also see him as a coach and as a person. And when a lot of the issues that come up about Bill are about him, the person, I mean, how much of the stuff were we talking about him this year about UNC football? Was any of it about UNC football? No, none of it. It was all about Bill off the field. And so my opinions are going to be different about Bill off the field than they are about Bill on the field. There you go.
Well said.
There you go.
It's hard for people to understand that. I don't get it.
The one thing I will give, was it Steve the caller?
I think that was Steve.
He said, well, what I hear is, and there's a lot of that. People hear what they want.
Well, you just outed yourself.
I think that's what there's a lot of that with
this. This is not informed. I'm not saying I represent or I'm the attorney representing Pats fans at large listening to the station or listening to the sound of your voice head. But I think Steve represents a lot of people that just hear, like, hey, you know, like, I'm up here on the wall and I got all these people. I had to deal with slings and arrows from Goodell and Glazer Dorito Dink and everything. I'm the messenger.
And you know what? What did he do to you? You know what? Someday that story might come out. It would never be smart for me to say it back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why, Bill? You know, all these people that defend Bill. You know what? Bill can call me. Bill can find me. I'm easy to find. Right. Never, not once has he ever said anything about what I've said about him. Has he ever pushed back? Oh, he's a liar. Through any back channels? Never, not once, because he knows the way I feel about him is justified. And I got a story to tell you maybe someday that would clear it all up, but then, you know.
Can we do that on this show and tease it when you do it?
Okay. I was going to say, and also, let me ask straight up. I'd love to know, because I've heard a lot of things long before I ever met you in person or did one radio show. Do you think Bill sort of compartmentalizes his feelings about that, and or if under oath or under a bright interrogation light, he would say he feels badly about it?
You know what? If you put truth serum in him, he'd say he felt badly. But if it's about survival and reputation and image, he'll lie to the death because he doesn't want anybody to know how he really thinks and feels about things.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert in Hartford. What's up, Robert? Okay.
Wow.
Robert just hung up on himself. I hope you heard that.
No, Jordan cut the line.
No, he literally hung up on himself.
He was about to say something.
He was. Yeah. I think he tried
call
to
back,
go,
Robert.
To go from speaker
right there.
To regular, there and he is. Hung up. Robert, can you hear us?
Can you hear? Yeah, I'm back, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey.
My bad. I have a waterproof phone. I'm just getting my
take your time, Robert.
All right, let's just let's land the plane, Robert.
Hey, this is what it sounds like talking to my dad right here. This is Ted Senior right here.
Okay, Robert.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
That fully respects Ted Johnson and recognize what an asset he is to your program and outfit. And I hope you're paying him.
It's not the Pat McAfee show.
I think Ted's right on many counts. He offers an insight. And I don't know Ted other than from rooting for him and the Patriots for a long time. And he's right on this. I'm not a football player. I've been on sports teams in my younger days. And I see that what Ted is suggesting that this questions the team's overall success.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
You know, it's we're that plane's going to land. It's just not right now.
It was definitely circling.
It tried to. The wheels skipped off the icy runway, and then now they're.
But thank you for the kind words, Robert. Thank you. I appreciate that.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls, and we might squeeze in a little mini TED Talk. Ted has thoughts on the Patriots-Giants Monday Night Football, but we're rolling. The opinions are flying. You saw the emotion of Ted Johnson this segment. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft up for the Hall of Fame. Who should be in? Who shouldn't? How's it going to play out? That's up next here on WE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
EI. That's right. I hope you were listening. We've had some confusion with this, so I'm going to repeat it. You're calling the contest line, not the regular line. The contest line, 617-931-0937. That's 617-931-0937. Be caller number 10. And you're going to win the football that Fitzy is going to go under the tree and grab right now. And while he gets that football and prepares to open it, and remember, you got to have the play call you heard on the Greg Hill Show this morning at 7:30. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston, someplace I probably should have gone before I went to the place that caused me misery.
All right.
Fitzy has the football.
By the way, we finally got our tree drinking water.
Fitzy, don't good. Ask. No, yeah. mine drinks plenty of water. Fitzy has the football. He's going to open it. All Reminder, right. So far we've given away Drake May.
Uh-huh.
We've given away Mac Jones. So now we find out what today's football is before I give you the play call for tomorrow morning.
Jesus Christos.
Hey, why don't you open it up a little faster there?
Professional wrapping
service. My grandmother,
service?
You going to reuse the wrapping paper?
Oh!
What do you got?
Looks like I have a football autographed by... Cam Newton!
Wow. We got a fool's gold football here from the QB under the tree. Cam Newton.
Cameron Jurrell. Camma Jamma.
In all seriousness?
Camma. Cam Jam.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Signed by a former NFL MVP and a guy who went to a Super Bowl and, you know, had one of the great seasons.
Green Eggs and Cam. Yeah.
All right. That's the football you'll receive if you are caller number 10 at 617-931-0937. And while you call, do I give away the play call Cameron now or once we announce our winner on the back end? Okay, so now we need to get to a lot going on here. It's time for a little TED Talk. A little TED Talk. It's time for... Hit the space
It's time
button.
For a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
As always, our TED Talks are brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. Stiz, you ready with your space bar? You sure?
And I just felt like I wanted to remind him that it was important to have an attacking mindset, an aggressive mindset, to continue to find the joy throughout our team with each other, playing, watching each other, feeding off each other, all three units.
We're going to start things off with how the Patriots starting things off against the Giants.
It was a tremendous start. It's one of my favorite games of the year. I mean, my favorites before this game were, of course, the win in Buffalo. I thought the win in Miami was just kind of an impressive victory. You know, Miami wasn't, we didn't know what they were at that point. The Patriots didn't know what they were. And then, you know, the Carolina game was an impressive win. But I almost put this game behind the Bills game because I think the Bills win was tremendous. And on the biggest national stage, part of it is because it was on the national stage. Now, that's the small part of it. But I would say that's a tricky spot. The mm-hmm. game before bye weekends are always tricky. They had every reason to kind of take their foot off the gas, and they went the other way. They went, this is a kind of kick the human nature in the ass kind of game. Can you get yourself going for a game that, against an inferior opponent when you got a bye week kind of out there? I give him a lot of credit. And you talk about, Mike said, mindset. This culture he's establishing, it's a mindset in how they play, the style in which they play. That was evident how they came out hitting. So I'll be honest, that Christian Ellis hit, I was a little bit surprised by it. Quite honestly, because I haven't seen a defender so just confidently go in that close to the sideline.
Yep.
It told me that Vrabes has been saying to them, it's okay to hit these quarterbacks on the sideline.
Right.
And if something happens, hey, we get a PI, okay, I'll take that one, but then we'll spartan up. But the rules have changed such that quarterbacks, you can go for take those shots on the sideline now more than you ever have. I didn't know it. And I'll be curious to see if this opens things up for more guys doing the same thing.
Yeah, they set a tone. I loved the start to the game. Offensively, it was a little questionable just because you drove down and then your thing, the red zone. You got stuffed in the red zone, but then you play defense, you get a punt return, then the offense starts rolling, and boom, you were taking care of business. Yep. So, Stiz.
I thought that they were excited about playing, and I think that that is probably the thing that pleases me the most is that they wanted it. Ned Verdarian wanted to go out there and play and compete and block. And Ben fought and battled. And I know he had a holding call, which, you know, I think was close. I mean, they called it, you know, stay inside out. But I don't, I mean, I've seen worse. There was worse yesterday, but that's what they called. And
so the offensive line had me worried, and then they played, and I was no longer worried, Ted.
Yeah, you and I were worried about some. I listened to the post game. Just real quick, slide this in there. Cold weather, we got it. No problem. Cold weather. They're fine. I was wondering if how he was going to perform in the cold weather. He was almost perfect again. But the left side of the line, how'd they do? Pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Drake May only sacked two times. Drake May had his fastest release of the football of any game this year. So, sorry, Shine, but Josh McDaniels had a hand in how fast the ball came out. You can't tell me that otherwise because it was his best, best game of balls coming out quickly that he's had all season long. That is a game plan strategy,
and I think we
because
said
of
as
the
much.
Left line deficiencies.
Absolutely, and I think we said as much on Monday, Ted. So to see that actually come to fruition, I'm glad that we were on that point because that completely neutralized any Brian Burns, any Abdul Carter, any Dexter Lawrence pass rush. Ball was out quick.
And
that's a Josh thing.
Real quick, you and Fitzy, you were right in thinking that hey, maybe spread them out. There were times when they spread them out. They made the reads easy for Drake. They had a very good game plan to handle that pass rush, and so I tip my cap to Josh and to the O-line. I thought Ben Brown did pretty good. I thought Verdarian Lowe did pretty good.
Can we get one more hat tip to Doug Marrone? Does he get some credit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, 35 years that guy's been coaching. He knows a little something about coaching O-line.
I think the easiest way for me is whether he's fitting to run and on defense as a nickel or he's blitzing, as I said, just I guess try to pretend like you have the football in your hand and you got to weave through traffic and you got to make these guys miss. And I mean, he thinks he's 6'4", 250 pounds. And so I always tell him on a run, like, you don't have to hit these guards and you don't have to run into them on a run. Like, you can slip and duck and dodge and do whatever. So I think it's a mentality. It's a mindset to be able to do that, to run through the smoke, you know, Days of Thunder style. And
go around those wrecks. You can drive through it. I know it in my heart. Woo! Up to it, Harry! I'm out of here.
I just want to thank Vrabel for listening to the show.
Well, is this like an early 2000 linebacker room thing?
No.
Or like, what's going on here?
Never. What do you mean?
You've referenced Days of Thunder before. Now the head coach is at the podium referencing Days of Thunder.
Yeah, why do you think?
You guys must have watched it all together back in the day.
No, you're missing the whole point. He watches the breakdown. He listens to EI Afternoons.
Oh, I like that even better. Well
hey, coach,
said, Fred.
Come on,
well
bro.
Done.
It's the
hey,
only...
coach, you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
naps.
Yeah. I know somebody asked me, oh, was that a linebacker thing? Phil Perry goes, no, we never watched Days of Thunder. He watches our show.
Hi,
come
Mike.
On. So... I love that he brought that up because I've been talking about it. So thank you for listening, Braves. But he was basically getting – the question was about Marcus Jones. Phenomenal. You can compare him to other great punt returners in the past here if you want. He's better than all of them.
Yep.
And we've had some phenomenal punt returners. That punt return, we used that play in the breakdown last night. You know where he caught that ball on the field?
Six-yard line.
Yep. Do you usually catch the balls at six-yard line?
Nope. Bad decision until it wasn't.
It was not a bad decision because they had a wall return left on.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they double-teamed both of the gunners so that there wouldn't be anybody in his face so that catching the ball on the six-yard line isn't as precarious as it would be otherwise. Right. So they had it blocked up perfectly. It was a great job of blocking, great job of executing. I want to give credit to Battle, number 35. He was double-teaming on the left edge, the gunner. He peeled off of his block and then came back through and made another block that helped spring him. So that was a fun play. He's the best to ever do it in Patriots, 14.1 yards per return. That's insane. It's 2 yards more than the next guy. He is special.
And with no schooler on Monday night, that actually made it even that much more impressive to me.
Winning helps, but... Well, it's be honest, like this is the National Football League. You're going to have to go through some tough times, and you're going to lose games whenever that is. You know what I mean? That's not our goal, but the goal is to just embrace and enjoy coming to work, provide an environment for these guys to have confidence in what they do and learn and figure out the game plan and how they can help us win, put them in spots to do it, and then try to, you know, glorify those efforts in front of the team and in front of our fans and everything else.
Culture. Have you ever, people need to listen to that cut. That he's just telling you what he tells an owner when he's interviewing for a head coaching job. You repeat what he just said. This is what we're going to do. We're going to build guys up. And when they do great, we're going to glorify them and tell them how great they are. It is such a awesome thing to hear a coach talk about connecting, and really you can see what he's doing to build a culture. This isn't talking culture. He's building it through relationships. And that is the only way you build culture in any job. It's if you don't connect with your players, then it's you're never going to get the best out of those employees/players.
The only thing I would question of what he said, I don't know that this team's been through a ton of adversity yet because they've been winning for so long.
Yeah, but they you don't think they faced adversity in the Bengals game? It was at their own doing. They were down 10-0 because they threw a pick six. It's still adversity.
I mean,
I think the injuries are too.
Small adversity, but to me, adversity in the NFL is when Drake May throws four picks, you lose, and that turns into a three-game losing streak.
So you got to lose to feel adversity?
I kind of think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's harder to. He has been big about we learn in victory so we don't have to learn in defeat. He has said that a couple different times, and I think that's great, but I think there are some people that need to learn by. Touching the stove is hot, I got burnt, and when it heals, I won't have a burn anymore.
But you're also talking about a team, even though the profile reads as it's one of the fourth youngest teams in the NFL, it's still got a lot of older veterans that have been around for a while that can lead these guys, and they don't need to. They've already learned. They've been in the NFL a long time. They don't need to learn any lessons.
I'm sure Stephon Diggs is in that group.
Yep.
I think the highest compliment I can pay him, other than saying he's the MVP front-runner, he's 23 years old, and he's already in that very small group of quarterbacks that there's things you just can't do. You can't blitz Drake May, best in the league. You can't give him too much time. Throws over 2.5 seconds, best in the league, just about every metric. The Giants played a ton of single high, as is their wont, and he absolutely annihilated it, 12 for 13 for over 170 yards against single high coverage. So you look at this Patriots team from a matchup perspective, and you face them every week, and you think, all right, we got to put a roof on this and just hope they run the ball, which is a wild thing to say, given their offensive line injuries and that group. I like their skill players, but look at them on paper and you think this is a team we're afraid to play single high against, but it's all because of the quarterback and what he's capable of. He's just been phenomenal.
More Drake May love.
Yeah.
Hey, Holly, Michael, love you, bud. You know I love you. Do I sound crazy now saying that, Drake May is doing things no other quarterback is doing? He's only doing things no other quarterback has ever done or is doing every single week.
I love Ted.
Hey, I love you, Michael. Love you, bud. I mean, you know I mean that. But I thought Mina kind of put it succinctly. Oh, you want to blitz Drake? Okay, well, he's only the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. He was 9 for 12 for 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. So that's him against the blitz. Oh, you want to play single high safety? Okay. No one's better at that than him. He's 240 yards passing versus single high safeties, more than the next closest guy. So it doesn't matter what you throw at him. He has an answer to it, and he's the best at doing it.
Well, the best part of that, I think, is where if you blitz him, he's the best in the league. If you give him time, he's the best in the league. So what the hell am I? The old damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're a defensive coordinator. And that's not to say he's perfect, right? Like, people will come up with some schemes that will challenge him and give him. But right there is sort of, it's almost like those numbers we had earlier when he was the best deep ball thrower, the best mid-range thrower, and the best short-range thrower. All those, it's like, he is doing things that right now, short window, right? Like, things can change quickly.
But I was talking about what I've seen right now.
And I didn't call you out, Holly did.
Yeah, I wonder, is Mina Kimes the person who operates the Drake May Lover account on social that has gone viral?
It's pretty awesome.
It's wild.
I was following him along before.
Yeah. It is wild. And two, hearing that there and having this discussion makes me think, honestly, the only team that really is going to give him fits or that might be the best challenge would be the Denver Broncos because they have such good man coverage guys, mm-hmm. and they can get home with four.
Yeah, the Broncos and the Texans have a good defense with good coverage.
Oh, excuse me, the Texans
too.
Thank you.
There's two teams.
Two teams.
But, all right, that's going to do it for today's TED Talk, which means it's time to announce our winner, Eric Little from Lynn, Mass. You are the proud owner of a new Cam Newton autographed football, Fool's Gold or MVP. You look at it however you want. We'll be back tomorrow to give another football away, 4:30. But tomorrow morning at 7:30, the Greg Hill Show will give away a football. And that means we have a play call. And the play call right now is Lucky Left 6. That's Lucky Left 6. Ready, break. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, first of all, good luck if you have that play call tomorrow morning. Win yourself a football. Could be anybody, remember. Drake May has been given away. Mac Jones, Cam Newton. I mean, there was this guy named Brady who once played for the team. I'm just saying, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks that could be under that tree. Up next here on the show, we'll get to your phone calls. You've been waiting through the TED Talk. We'll get to 617-779-7937. Talk to you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Drake May, it's a different discussion. He looks like he's going to be one of these guys about every 4 years that enters the league and is an all-timer. He just doesn't miss. Didn't have his left tackle. Didn't have a left guard. Doesn't have a number one wide receiver. They don't run the ball particularly well. He had 30 points in the first half. This is one of those guys that checks all the boxes. He's getting better every week. He is on pace to be the greatest quarterback on first down in the history of the game. Vrabel's a more player-friendly version of Belichick, and Drake May is a more mobile version of Brady. You get an all-timer about every 4 or 5 years. I think we found one.
Freezing, rest his head on a pillow made of concrete.
Oh, yeah. We've reached that point in the show where Ted's singing.
Hey, send me this song. This is an awesome rendition of this song. Man.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Can I take a real short victory lap?
No.
Everybody is saying, I knew.
You're just going.
I was waiting for you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Remember when you guys mocked me when I said he was a Patriots Hall of Famer? Like he was.
Good question.
I never did that.
And now
I never did.
Colin Cowherd almost said he's the greatest quarterback of all time on first down and all these different things.
He's doing things no other quarterback has ever done.
Okay, I get it. Gale Sayers is an all-timer and is in the Hall of Fame for 4 years. That's still 4 years. He started 23 games.
Yeah. Like, and when I said it, he started like
all right, okay.
14. You know,
but buckle up, guys. This is going to be how people are talking about Drake is only just beginning.
Correct. Correct.
Like, so this is just the beginning. Like, Mina Kimes is ahead of the curve. Cowherd is ahead of the curve.
And, yeah.
You know, I waited till like 2 weeks ago to say that he's the best player in the NFL, and I went out on that limb, and, you know, people are going to be saying that by the end of the season.
Yeah, and I know it's tough to take if you're in 31 other cities because they think, wait, you had Tom Brady for 20 years, and now you're going to have Drake May for the next.
Buffalo fans. Golly.
It's so bad.
I'm so connected with so many Buffalo fans, and my heart goes out to them, man.
All right.
They're so mad.
Let's go back to the phone lines. A quick refresher here. We're talking about the Hall of Fame candidacy. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, they are finalists, one of five finalists each. Three of those five will go on to the Hall of Fame potentially if they get 80% of the votes from the 50 voters. Ted Johnson has said Bill Belichick should not be a first ballot Hall of Famer because of the cheating scandals. He says Robert Kraft should go into the Hall of Fame this year. Summary appropriate?
You also left out that, but I also said he deserves to go in the Hall of Fame.
Just not first ballot.
So all you people calling, Bill Belichick deserves to go in the Hall of Fame, just on the first ballot.
Okay, Scott's been waiting a long time in Quincy to tell you something, Ted. So go ahead, Scott.
Well, hopefully you give everybody who stayed awake during the riveting TED Talk segment time to speak here.
Bro, come on, man.
That felt like a cheap shot.
Really? Okay, bud, go ahead.
No. It was tough to stay awake.
Okay, buddy.
Ted, you're out of your mind if you don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I have an agenda. I have an axe to grind. I have all that stuff. Yeah, I played for the guy for six years. All right? I played for the guy for 6 years, okay?
You wouldn't be where you are today with your career without him.
That's not true. That's not true,
bud. That's debatable. But so people get inducted into their respective Hall of Fames for what they do on the field, whether it's coaching or playing. So if there's personal issues that you think he shouldn't get in for.
Scott, you didn't listen. God, listen, Scott.
You got to listen.
You know what? You're going to come at me hard like that? Listen, dude. I said he actually was cheating the game of football. Not off the field stuff. The game of football. So you're going to come at me with that, dude. I worked hard on TED Talk, too, man. I get all the audio
clips.
It was
a good TED Talk. Don't you worry about it. But there's a lot going on there.
It was, dude, I'm not talking about off the field stuff. The off the field stuff is whatever. It's I'm talking about what he did. What he did, some people stains my
correct
Super Bowl rings. So and other teammates I've played with have said the same thing, that opponents we played against think our Super Bowls are tainted. So because of the cheating scandal. So if you can't understand why I might feel a certain way about him not getting in the first ballot, all right, I'm not saying he doesn't get in. I'm saying he doesn't get in on the first ballot because of it.
All right, coming up on the 5 o'clock hour, we'll continue to take your phone calls. We see you lined up, Lennox, Chris, Pauly, and others, 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls on Belichick, Kraft, and the Hall of Fame. We'll get to the drive. All that's next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.